to all of our listeners in Indianapolis, in Zionsville, around Indiana, and across the nation. Hello and welcome to Bankers Life Fieldhouse for the 4A Girls State Championship game. 57 8/10 seconds left in the third. Warren Central has led at each quarter break so far. Beeler falls down. The inbound stolen by Nolan. She will go for the races. Left hand. Good and the foul. Down low, Sheridan. This has been working. Left hand. Good. 10 for Megan Sheridan. Zionsville leads now by 2 with 2 minutes to go in the third. Beeler breaks the pressure. Lobs it into Dodd. Up and no good. She missed it. Rebound tally. That's no good, but a foul is called.
They got the second foul. Dodd got hit just as hard on the first one.
Riggins to the right. Maddie Nolan now. The zone has Sydney Dodd in the middle. The two up top are Beeler and Bell. Working around the perimeter clockwise. Delaney Richardson, Katie Richardson now. Top of the key to the left. Down low. Megan Sheridan up and blocked and out off of the team in black.
Dodd's second block of the game. She's averaging 4 or 5 a game, and I think that she's playing behind. It's going to give her a lot of opportunities to do that. At 6'6", you can handle that.
She barely has to jump to block.
I'm not sure jumping even happens.
Maddie Nolan is able to receive the inbounds pass all the way at midcourt. She wants a screen. She's not getting it. To Delaney Richardson, left side, down low. Sheridan, they're going to try this again. Backs down Dodd, blocked by Dodd, fouled by Dodd. Sheridan goes 2 for 2 at the line. Zionsville regains the lead, 12-11. Beeler, a little pressure immediately from Richardson. Down low they go. Melody Johnson lays it in. Nice pass by Beeler.
She just sees the floor so well. I mean, spacing in traffic with pressure. What a pass.
Confidence.
Riggins across the timeline. Still in the zone are the Warriors. Looking, poking, prodding, down low to Sheridan, out to Nolan, into the corner, 3 on the way, good!
There's that overload set we were talking about. What a shot from the corner.
Katie Richardson, 6 points for her to lead the team. Beeler across the timeline to Kasia Talley. Dodd was pleading for it, doesn't get it. Now they go to Melody Johnson, and it's a foul on Maddie Nolan, her second.
Zionsville in this 1-2-2 trap, you're going to see him trap wings, try to force some bad passes. I really think Dodd should be stepping up, but she's coming out of the game. So,
also crazy to see how, you know, Warren Central changes to the 2-3 zone in response. Zionsville comes back with that full court pressure. It's going to be something, you know, you rest back in the 2-3 zone, and then you got to amp up to break that press.
Beeler looking for a screen from Davis, ignores it, moves to her towards her left, into the corner to Bell, and she stepped on the line. That pesky back foot, fellas.
Bell's struggling. I think she needs something good to happen. You can tell she's getting a little frustrated, making a little mental mistakes here or there, but she's a senior. She'll come out of it.
5:45 to go here in the second quarter, Zionsville by 2. Riggins to Nolan, pops a 3, left top, good! Beeler will now bring it across the timeline for Warren Central. They will start with her, Johnson, Talley, Bell, and Dodd. Zionsville, Riggins, Sheridan, Nolan, Richardson.
There
That's
you go.
That's not a law firm. Down low, Dodd bustles it in.
Nice hook shot from Dodd. Got great position, nice entry pass, and a finish. She's going to feel a lot better if she can continue to do that.
Dodd says, feed me, feed me, feed me. Great take.
Tie game, 31 all. 1 minute, 45 seconds to go in the third. Delaney Richardson moves towards her left, hands it to Nolan. A little space, but Warren Central clears out. Driving the lane, Nolan is fouled and will go to the line for 2.
Great job. You're going to take it right into the body of Dodd. Dodd was out of position trying to get back down low quickly. And then just a smart, heady play by Maddie Nolan, seeing that Dodd wasn't down there, knowing that the contact was going to come and separating herself, able to get the ball up on the rim and get 2 shots at the line.
The first one is good. 4 for 5 now for Maddie.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a really smart play creating that contact. Prior to that, I don't know if we mentioned it or not, but Richardson picked up her 4th on that Warren Central play. That's going to be huge.
The second is good as well. 11 for Maddie Nolan. Not the game high, but the high for Zionsville. There's trouble getting it in. Now it's a tally. She just gets it to Melody Johnson. Throws a pass that would hit me in the face, but Beeler didn't reel it in. She goes down low. Dodd, yes!
What a look from Beeler. Dodd on the finish.
Riggins. Tie game again at 33, Larry Bird's number. This one's on the way, and good, 4-point lead for Warren Central. Kaylee Riggins will bring it up, 17 seconds to go. She will pass it to Delaney Richardson. Down low Sheridan, baseline Jay off the side of the backboard. Richardson throws it away. It's Bell with 7. The clock and jump ball's called. It will go to Warren Central.
Yep. You know, we talked about it earlier. The jump ball, you scrap for it. It's sitting in your possession. Wow.
6.1 seconds left in the state championship. Warren leads by two possessions. The inbounds to Beeler. No foul called yet. She's across the timeline. That's going to be it. And Warren Central has won their first girls' state title. Welcome back courtside at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. All four state title games have been played. The fourth champion is about to be crowned. Warren Central has won their first ever girls basketball state title. It is number 26 as far as state championships go overall. Quick look at these scores as we get ready for the award presentation. For Warren Central, they win 50-46. They scored 11 in the first, 14 in the second, 10 in the third, 15 in the fourth. Their leading scorer, the brilliant Shayla Beeler, had 21. Kaja Talley had 14. 7 for Melody Johnson, 4 for Sydney Dodd, 2 for Murray Bell, and Trinity McClendon. Playing and not scoring was Alasia Davis, who had an interesting game, but victorious nevertheless. For Zionsville, they scored 10 in the first, 13 in the second, 13 in the third, 10 in the fourth, to finish with 46. 17 for Maddie Nolan, 15 for Megan Sheridan, had a great game. 6 apiece for the Richardson sisters, 2 for Annie Takarik. Playing and not scoring, Katie Huber and Kaylee Riggins. Reactions.
I mean, Warren, just the physicality, the athleticism. I mean, the awareness of Beeler late in the game to draw those fouls. And then defensively, they fought over every screen, and they refused to let Maddie Nolan get another good open look late.
You know, you also have to look at the fact that Warren Central did not bog down their offensive intensity ever. They were constantly looking for lanes to drive the basketball, and that's the reason why they were able to come out on top. Zionsville settled for a lot of shots, you know, mid-range jumpers and threes, and that's not really going to lead you to a big-time victory. It's going to be aggression. It's going to be getting to the free throw line. Even though they finished right around 68% from the line, you know, 19-28, they still made 19 free throws. That's, you know, that's outstanding for a team like that. You know, they made more than Zionsville even took, and that usually will be a catalyst to pull out a victory.
Turnover battle, Warren Central 6, Zionsville 10, and that ended up being devastating at the end.
Right, and we talked about the big keys, right? We talked about turnovers, rebounds, and free throws, and you look at it, Zionsville plus one on the rebounds, that's basically an even. But you look at those extra turnovers by Zionsville late, and then attempting 10 more free throws than Zionsville. I mean, those are just absolute key stats in a game like this.
Yeah, see, you know, the Mental Attitude Award winner is Murray Bell / Scotty Bell. Congratulations to her. She had a great game.
She did. You know, and she did a lot of small things. She also had a very aggressive drive in the fourth quarter and an easy bank in for two. Without those choice buckets from the supporting cast on both sides, mainly for Warren Central, you know, she doesn't knock that in. You're looking at it, you know, it's going to be difficult for you to outscore Zionsville the way that they started making some shots down the edge. A great defensive player as well on the top of that 2-3 zone. She had a lot of deflections that one led to a steal, I believe, but other than that, just being active on the top of that zone kept them there and ready.
So I mean, you know, you couldn't ask for much more. 4-point game, everything we thought it would be. You know, great coaching adjustments. And ultimately, that zone from Warren that we were not happy with most of the night probably caused some of the stagnation for Zion.
We are going to take one more commercial break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a minute. Warren Central 50, they're your state champions. Zionsville 46.